Recently, in writing with a friend, we talked about God's wonderful care of his people. We talked of his marvelous provision and how he cares for every need. Then we spoke of unsaved people, how they have to do everything in their own strength without the Lord. My friend, that's a hard road. When a person has truly believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, he may say, "The Lord is my shepherd." As the result, he may claim all the privileges of the guidance and loving care of the Lord. Now, we may be sure that the Good Shepherd will preserve his sheep over the hills of uncertainty and through the valleys of perplexity and bring them home safely to be with himself. The 23rd Psalm presents in marked clarity many of the ramifications of the Great Shepherd's preservation of his own. David says, "He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. He prepares a table before me. He anoints my head with oil. Ultimately, he will take me to the house of the Lord forever." Our great shepherd never ignores his tasks nor forgets his responsibilities. Faithfully, he watches over all who belong to him. Now, David made many mistakes. He was human, just like us. On one occasion, he succumbed to the temptations of the flesh and wandered far from God. The shepherd sought him out and brought him back. David confessed to the Lord, and all was well again. Later, with a heart overflowing with gratitude and with renewed assurance of the Lord's sustaining grace, he said to God, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." The shepherd had many duties in caring for his flock, but one of his chief responsibilities each day was to take them to a good pasture. Very early before dawn, about 4 o'clock in the morning, he would start them out on the rougher herbage, leading on throughout the morning to the richer, sweeter grass, where they would enjoy the best pasturage of the day. By 10 or 11 o'clock, they were well aware of the stifling and torrid heat of the noonday sun. It was time to rest, but sheep are not always ready to rest when they should. So the shepherd must make them lie down. He gently taps his leading sheep on the head. Quickly, they respond, and the others follow. Under the shade of a great rock or a clump of bushes, the sheep rest in the soft, lush grass. Unknown to them, they are being prepared for the long trail homeward, which often leads over dangerous and untried paths. The experienced shepherd can see far ahead, so he prepares the sheep with refreshing rest. Believers are told in Psalm 37:7 to rest in the Lord. We also read, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." But like foolish sheep, often we are too busy to rest. We are so occupied with our work, pleasures, and other things that we have little time for rest. But the great shepherd tells us clearly to come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. It is very rarely that God makes us do anything, but sometimes he must. When we get too occupied with secondary things to hear his voice, then we may feel the touch of the rod in gentle but firm rebuke. Even though we may be busy serving him, we're not excused from spending time with him. Too often we run to meetings and sponsor programs while neglecting to spend time in quietness with the Lord. How unproductive and dissatisfying it is to try to serve Christ without his presence and power. There is so much wasted energy among God's people because of so little time being spent seeking God's leading. We are so busy doing that we have little time for resting. To be useful and effective for God, there must be frequent seasons of periodic rest in Christ. Vigorous souls are rarely found in tired bodies. God created us with physical limitations. To ignore or to exceed them may mean difficulty. But not only do our bodies demand rest, they must have food. It is interesting that the word pasture is used here in the Bible means food as well as rest. To be mature and virile, the Christian must have spiritual food. He needs to feed upon the living bread. The Lord Jesus declared, "I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." How does one feed upon Christ? By spending time in the green pastures of his word, the Bible. Jeremiah was in the habit of spending much time feeding his soul on the word and confesses, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." Regrettably, many of God's people are carelessly running when they ought to be eating and resting. Failing to spend time with the Lord, searching the scriptures and listening to his voice, they are gradually getting spiritually weaker. Now, to avoid the inevitable, our great shepherd must respond to preserve his sheep. Having abused our privilege and liberty to lie down in the green pastures voluntarily, our shepherd makes it compulsory. We may not feel the need of spiritual rest and nourishment, but remember, we are only the sheep. The Lord Jesus is the shepherd. There are many things the sheep do not know. The shepherd knows all things. He is mindful of all our limitations and refuses to permit us to get too far from him. If we have strayed, it may be that we shall feel the gentle touch of his rod in a light affliction, which is but for a moment, God says, but worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Trials and affliction should always prompt the believer to heart-searching. Frequently we lament, "Why did God do this to me?" Let us not be too quick to judge God. So often we bring sorrow on ourselves. God permits the sorrow to prevent us from wandering farther. The Lord's chastening is always beneficial. There are no exceptions. For is it not true, in the hour of trial we get closer to the Lord? We learn, as never before, what it means to lie down in green pastures. David, in analyzing his affliction, said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." He readily realized that his affliction was not brought on as the result of what he was doing, but what he was not doing. He had been neglecting to spend time with the Lord. When temptation came, he was too weak to resist. Now, you may be suffering under the arm of God's discipline at this very moment. Now, I'm not saying all suffering is the result of our failure to obey the revealed will of God, yet much of it is. Could it be that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, but even though he is your great shepherd, you have been seeking out your own pastor? You have been neglecting to spend time in his presence, fellowshipping with him, and feeding on his blessed word. Your soul is starving. As a result, you are a defeated, miserable, and unhappy Christian. Confess to God, friend. Get right with him. May it not be necessary for him to make you lie down in the green pastures. Submit to him before that time comes. Yield to his control. Lie down at his feet willingly. Then, like rested, well-fed sheep, you will know contentment. You will find satisfaction in Christ, which you may never have known in the past. Christ wants to do a great and mighty thing through you, but he will not do this thing against your will. There must be full submission before there can be blessing. You wonder why you're not finding what you expected in the Christian life? Well, maybe God isn't finding in you that which should be evidenced in your life as a believer. You expect him to do his part, but there is little response from you. What I'm saying is, believing on Christ is more than naming him as Savior. It is to allow him to be the Lord of our life with full liberty to bend our wills to match his will so that we walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, if you don't know Christ, if your profession has not been real, call on him right now. Get things settled while there's still a wonderful opportunity. Blessed Lord, use your word in our hearts today. Do what needs to be done within us. And may Jesus Christ be the Lord of our lives, for I pray in his wonderful name. Amen.